from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Liz Palka reporting. Hundreds of thousands of Americans gathered across the country Saturday at March for Our Lives rallies to demand tighter gun laws. The demonstrations led by survivors of last month's Florida school massacre, which reignited public anger over mass shootings. One of the many powerful moments of the main rally in Washington, D.C. was when 9-year-old Yolanda Renee King spoke. She is the granddaughter of civil rights icon Martin Luther King Jr.
I have a dream that enough is enough. And that this should be a gun-free world, period.
Demonstrations were also held in London, Paris, and Sydney in solidarity, as well as other cities around the world. Gun rights advocates also among the throngs of demonstrators in Washington, holding a counter rally just blocks away from the White House. This man said he went to Washington to support his constitutional right to carry a firearm.
I believe that this whole march that there got out here is just an emotional reaction to something that is very tragic, but is not founded in logical reality. That the right to own firearms is a right enshrined in our Constitution.
The U.S. Department of Justice announced Friday it is proposing a change to regulations to effectively ban bump stocks, which allows semi-automatic guns to function like automatic guns. Bump stocks have been the object of controversy since a mass shooting in Las Vegas, Nevada last year, where 58 people died. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued an order banning most transgender people from serving in the military, except under limited circumstances. This is VOA News.